Well, we're going to just keep trying to run the ball. I mean, we're going to look at the tape and see what the weaknesses are, and try to attack them in the run game. It's hard to really say, because when you watch a team on tape and you see other teams run the ball on them, you know, they may have played a different style defense to that team than they do to us. And the first thing that you look at to try to stop us is the run, I mean, which was obvious Sunday. So I really can't call it. Just got to keep, you know, fighting and getting at it, and hopefully, the passing game opens some things up, and now that's kind of a threat where people can back off a little bit.
Well, the Redskins, too, that was different than what you expected against the run.
We kind of figured they would do that. We really watched the second game when we played them. Had a lot of guys in the gaps, and it's played well. It's played well. They brought the extra guy down to get in the box, filled it up, and made plays.
How do you think you've played through the first three games?
I played okay. You know, I haven't had that much opportunity like I would want, or like I'm used to. But it's definitely a difference. Just the attention. The attention this year is so much more. But keep working at it. We'll be all right.
Does it make it more difficult for you when last year you had the same five guys up front blocking for you? Yeah. Now you've got it's obviously a new group, and they're learning each other and their tendencies and whatnot.
Any back will tell you that, because you're so used to each player in the line, how they play. I was blessed last year to have them for the whole season. Something like a quarterback to his wide receivers. He knows each of them so well, the good to the bad, so it's the rhythm. You know, but that's something that we can't dwell on. I mean, it is what it is. So I think when guys go down, it's an opportunity for the next guy to step up and make plays, make his name for himself, potentially get a job. You know, that's how it works.
How do you compensate for that? Because it's similar to 2012 when there were so many different offensive line groupings. How do you compensate?
I mean, like, just gotta make plays like we did yesterday or Sunday. Guys are making plays. About this league, you just gotta keep going. I mean, everybody keeps talking about the run game's not doing well, this and that. But we're winning games. We're winning games, and if teams want to come in and try to stop the run, if they want to get 34 points scored on them, and Nick's playing at a high level, and we're making plays, I mean, that's how y'all lose.
Hit that you took looked like it was a helmet to helmet. You know, you went to the sideline and you tried to get your helmet back. Just what do you remember about that play?
It was one of them football hits. I just got caught, and I was dazed for just a second, but that was it. I was trying to tell him on the sideline, I'm fine, you know, let me get my helmet back, let me go play. That was it. Wasn't nothing to it.
Have you seen the replay of that hit?
No, I didn't even watch it yet. I didn't want to watch that. Skipped over that through the film sessions.
So tell us what they did. I mean, they made you go inside and take a concussion test, or what did they do?
Yeah, I guess that's standard to take the test, and I passed it with flying colors. You know, that was all it was.
What did you have to do to pass?
Just remember words, numbers, do the months in order, then do it backwards. I guess checking my memory, explain the play, things like that. Nothing too much. Nothing too hard. But then again, some of that stuff I wanted to pass if I never had a hit. So.
Are you still reluctant to let you go back in when you came out? You looked like they didn't want to give you your helmet there for a while.
Yeah, I guess, that was before I went inside, actually. I was out there trying to get my helmet back. Then I had to go in the locker room to take the test. That was it. Good thing that, that shows a lot about just the league, how they're different as far as guys getting hit to the heads, protecting them and making sure they're fine.
Do you like the fact that, I mean, even if the run game isn't working as well as it should be, like, you're still getting the chances where in the past, like, you might have just kept passing?
Well,
to
be honest, it's like I'm a competitor. You know, this game is made of people competing. You know, so it can get a little frustrating because you want to go out there and make plays, do what you're used to, you know, and that's the reason why the defense are playing like that, you know. So it's kind of a respect thing, you know. But still, you really want to go out there and dominate. But on the other end, it's like we're making plays, you know. You see on the play fakes how they're all stepping up, you know, how guys are getting past them. So even though you want to go out there and play your best, you know, and put the stats up and do all the great things in the run, we're winning games, and that's what's important. Since last year, I mean, I jumped out real early, you know, and when we lost 1-3. So you get the mixed emotions. Where now we're actually 3-0, looking good, and everybody's playing well. It could be worse.
I guess
we could be losing games in no yards.
It's like you still had 19 carries on Sunday, where it's like maybe
Chip's going. Yeah, he's going to let me get my touches. That's his thing. Even if it's not going well, and I guess to keep them the defense honest. I mean, they're stacking the box, and I guess to run enough to keep them like that.
When you at some point, if Foles keeps throwing 300 yards,
man, right?
At some point, do you think defenses are going to start to play that, and the box will open up?
Well, that's. Hopefully that's the vision I see. I mean, I don't know, because Nick played well against the Colts too. You know, so we'll wait to see. This defense is pretty good. We got some all star players on that side too. You know, so I'm waiting to see how they play us. I'm anxious.
When you stack the box, obviously there's not a lot there for you not to get frustrated. Even though you're winning.
Like I said, as far as just being a competitor and wanting to make plays. You know, and it's because the defense, they know what type of player you are, and you want to play like that. But it's tough. I can't be selfish. We're winning games, and that's what's most important. Like I said last year, I jumped out so early, but we were 1-3. You know, it's not too many great feelings to have about that. And that's the biggest thing. You know, if I'm pissed off that we're not running the ball as well, and we're winning, like, what does that look like? You know, and deep inside, I want to win. I really do. So, and that's what's most important.
Two more questions. Are you seeing that this is close? You're close.
This is my guy from Harrisburg, too, by the way.
When you see the film of the run game, are you seeing that those holes are close to open up? Are you feeling like the big game could be coming for you?
That's one of the things where they're bringing an extra guy in, you know, especially on the cutbacks, and they're kind of shutting off the lanes, you know, so. I mean, sure, some of them plays, I think we'll start to get. I really do. I feel like we're close. Plus, we're throwing the ball well, you know, and as long as we get them to start playing the guessing game, and that means on the run or on the pass, we'll be fine. You know, and the way Nick's playing so far and the Macklin, I think it's all about matchups. You know, and a lot of teams are guessing, okay, we'll match up the guys at the wideouts. And we're winning them battles, you know, so. Anxious to see how we do it.
Did you feel like Washington defenders led with their helmet quite a bit in that game? Aside from that first hit, I think there was one in the third where Clark kind of got you on the ground. Is that something you noticed during the game?
Yeah, right here. Really. I mean, I don't know. Just playing football, it's a tough sport. You know, obviously, you want to take me down. I understand that. So it is what it is. It's football.
What's your take on Baker in a non-final? Baker on that
hit. Oh, he didn't get fined?
No.
I mean, that's the NFL. They got their own rules. I'm sure they looked at it and observed it. So if he didn't get the fine, I guess he didn't deserve it. I don't know. Looked dirty to me, though. But